Podtacular Update, episode 48 for the week of January 30th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
And I'm Salmonator from Canada.
From Canada, eh?
Yeah, something like that.
So you guys live in igloos, or how's that work?
I'd rather not discuss it. You know, if I talk too much, my igloo might melt, so.
I never heard that, like, Canadians lived in igloos until I was playing Amp 2 one day, and some girl was like, and we don't live in igloos. I'm like, of course you don't live in igloos, you're not Eskimos.
Yeah, that's probably how a lot of stuff like that happened online. Well, you live in an igloo, don't you? No, that's way up north, and even then there's... That's only for survival up north.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, we are the unofficial Halo 2 podcast, and we are rocking on with today's Podtacular update for this week. And this show will be talking about lots of news and announcements. We have tons of great web resources for you guys to check out that are Halo-related. And, you know, the latest, a little bit on update about Halo 3, which we'll be talking about in greater depth on next episode. Yeah. So let's get cracking here.
Okay, so I guess I'll start off. Spellcheck is gone, but guys, we're still here. This is the update show, so where we talk about all the latest with Halo and Podtacular. We'll also give you some cool Halo-related websites to check out.
We got lots of those. And we are back to weekly shows now, guys, just to clarify there. We're going to be doing kind of the Podtacular update show, the tips show, and then the customs and call-in show, and we're going to throw in a fourth show, which is going to be the Halo 3 and other games that Halo Freaks play show. And we'll probably shorten that title, too, because that's a little crazy.
Yeah.
But so that's coming up next episode, actually. But this will give you guys, you know, everybody the variety and without such a hectic, crazy schedule, so you have to sit down for, like, 6 hours in a row to listen to all the podcast for the week.
Makes it easier on us and... most likely dragon breath.
Yeah, for real. And you guys too, I bet.
Yeah.
Listeners out there.
Yeah. Trust me, it gets a pain in the butt every morning. I'd wake up, I'm like, oh, I have to get the latest episode, and anyways, it wouldn't be there, and then I would have to wait, come back to school, still not there, and then in the middle of nowhere it'll come out, and I'll be like, oh,
so
finally.
It's true, we're back to a weekly deal, so this will be a lot easier. We might mess with the actual show, you know, the what's in each show a little bit, but you know, basically we're the unofficial Halo 2 podcast, so that's pretty much what you can expect is Halo 2 goodness. So
Fumo, how about those pod all-stars? How's that going?
Yeah,
who's
well,
in
it looks like Kilobyte and Painkill05 are running the Podtacular all-stars, which is our competitive crew. And we got some other guys that you're in it, right?
Yeah, I'm in it. Kilobyte and Painkiller are in it. Crazed Llama, and then Shardy, or, you know, whatever account he's using now since he's made so many with his 360. He just
he's
can
got,
keep
like, 47
making
47 accounts, dude.
You can have as many as you like. I ran out. I think I ran out after 8 because we just made these bullshit accounts for no apparent reason. Anyway,
we also have Little Minute.
Little
Midget 117, and then we have Ares. He has a whole bunch of X's in his name. He's a pretty cool guy. Do you know if this is the final list, or
well,
is there going to be future?
From what
more
I understand, Painkiller is holding individual tryouts.
Yeah.
Based on people that email him at painkiller@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And that's Painkiller with an A. And at the end, and he's he's kind of interviewing people, making sure they're good for the team, and then they're going to be working together. They're going to be setting up regular practices, and we already got a match lined up with them with a lot of future ones that are very high profile in the future. So I'm pretty excited about that team, man. I bet you guys are going to do really well.
Yeah, I'm up for some slaying.
Right on, dude.
Hopefully, the All-Star group, we can get some practices and future matches going, and then hopefully maybe other Podtacker clans will, like, follow that idea where they set up a day where they just play, like, custom MLGs or do matchmaking with each other. I hope this could be the beginning of something new.
Yeah, that'd be a really good idea, actually.
Yeah.
Totally. So, hey, you guys are doing Custom Saturdays now, right? How's that working out?
Oh, I played Custom Saturdays just a couple days ago. I just sent some invites from the clan mostly, and we got some people in there. We played a lot of cat and mouse. My God, we had a fun time. I believe we had, like, Shardy, RVBM Caboose, Shady Echo 8, and the Hawk 442, and Expanded Flame also, yeah. There was a couple more, but I sort of forgot the names, but it's fun, guys. You should just go on. If you have nothing to do on a Saturday, just go on, and we'll play some custom games. Trust me, it won't always be cat and mouse. It was just the taste of the week, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite fun.
Awesome, yeah. Man. So, hey, if you guys want to be a part of that, we have kind of custom Saturdays where you can play with people from the show and other people related to Podtacular. And you can just send over a friend request over to Salmonator, which is Samanator, or I'm not going to spell the rest of them out, but you guys can check out the show notes. But it's Juice57 is another one, SDC space Gates, or Shardy, whichever account he wants you to send it to.
Oh, and it's also Shardy's birthday on Saturday?
Yeah, actually, that was this past Saturday, but happy birthday.
Oh, it was. Well, happy birthday, Shardy. We had a fun time killing you on Cat and Mouse, even though you were the race all the time, but, you know, that's another topic.
Yeah, man, Cat and Mouse is fun, though. It's
oh,
cool
God,
game.
We just kept playing and playing and playing, and we just had a blast. It was so much fun. It was actually funny because we had this one kid, like, you know, the race can't kill anyone until the 5-minute mark. Well,
right.
This one kid, he decided to be, like, he was all, I don't know, cocky, you could say. He decided to go in the cave, and the Wraith saw him go in there. So I said, if they go in there, you can shoot him. So then the kid was sort of teasing the Wraith. He's like, and he was swearing to him, and he shot him. And the kid was like, restart the game, Salmonator. Restart the game. I want to start up. That guy killed me too soon. I'm like, dude, you were asking for it. To be frank with you, you were swearing at him. So yeah, I never restarted the game on him. I just, he sort of went with that too. He didn't quit, which was, I was quite surprised because he was quite young, and if the kids don't get their ways these days, they just quit. But
I know, huh?
It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Sweet, man. Yeah, those matches are crazy. Like when you're tailing someone in the race and you're boosting and you just barely clip them and they almost go off balance and you're like, fall over so I can, you know, splatter you. And then
we had so many people in that game too. We had like 12 people, so they only had 2 people that were race and then 10 people in hogs. And my God, it was crazy. Like, some people would just ditch the warthogs after they flipped. They're like, I'm getting the hell out of here. It was awesome.
Run
it
from
was
the cat.
Quite fun. Yeah.
Sweet, man. Well, awesome. Yeah, we're speaking of our clans we were talking about earlier, is that we're going to be reorganizing our clans soon, and we're going to post details on the website once we decide on the best way to do this, because there's a few ideas being thrown around on that. But in the meantime, if you do want in a Podtacular clan, there's a little link on the right side of podtacular.com to request a clan invite. But no, you're not getting in the clan if you derank, boost, cheat, or play with cheaters, because that's just as bad.
Yeah, I may, for my clan anyways, when we send out invites, I just do a quick check on their stats just to see how they are. I caught one guy, and I'm not going to mention who he is, who is playing with a Bridger modder.
Yeah.
And anyways, no invite for you.
no, so far no. But yeah, we'll definitely not leave anyone out when we restructure and move over to the new setup there.
Yeah.
So you guys can still request clan invites if you want. So what's next here?
Freak in a Box is now heading up Pod TV. It's the project that won't live and won't die.
Yeah. Really.
Well, guys, we'll tell you when the show's finally ready. I know they're having some difficulties. I think Freakin' Box or Dragon Breath 900, as other people know him by.
Well, actually,
he posted something on the forums about hiring actors or whatever, or getting people. I'm not quite sure what he wants to get up. I actually talked to him, and he wants to show like some. Oh God, what broke? Anyways, he actually wants to show some capture the flag strategies that you could use. So, guys, if you want, you know, to join up, just send an invite to Freak in a Box, and that's with spaces, so Freak, space, in, space, a, space, box. Just send him an invite, and I believe he records Saturdays, so.
Fridays at 5 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, send okay. space him, space a, space invite. Well, yeah, oh, by the way, guys, I was on Game Talk, episode 10, talking about some general gaming topics and stuff. Game Talk is a pretty good podcast you may have heard of that's sponsored by CTAG.com and hosted by G. Lewis and Feel the Thunder, who are overlords of Podtacular. So, you know, I talk about 360, old games, all kinds of stuff on there if you guys...
It's actually quite neat because you mentioned why you dislike the Xbox 360, but we're not going to go in details for that because it's already on another podcast, so, you know...
Pretty much. I go into enough detail on there. I could go on for a long time on that, which you probably heard, but
yeah. I think I was drinking my tonic water, but anyways during that whole part.
Well, I was eating a bowl of cream corn, so you know, it all works out.
Yeah.
So what's next here?
I'll let you take this one.
Alright, right on. Looks like we got a interview. And this is kind of reporting for Podtacular News, and G. Lewis has sent us an interview with a pro gamer. So,
oh, that's cool.
Let's go ahead and roll that and check it out.
Hey, Podtacular, this is G. Lewis here with the interview this week. We're interviewing a pro gamer, Vinx117 from the H2O clan. Why don't you say hi, Vinx?
What's up, everybody? This is Vinx. Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself just real quick?
Well... I'm 15 years old. I live in New Jersey. I'm in a clan called H2O. I'm in the division H2O Bravo right now with some great guys like our overlord Mediumus and our staff Tiki and some members like Banks, Hated. We got a bunch of other great guys in there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you say you go to MLGs often?
Well, in the last year, I've been getting really into the whole pro gaming thing, just going to different MLGs, the ones that are mostly on East Coast. I went to Philly just to hang out with the clan. That was before I actually was in. And then I went to Atlanta and actually played on a team with two PMS girls and a friend of mine.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was fun. We didn't do great, but, you know, we just had fun hanging with everybody.
Did you guys at least win a game or something?
I don't think we won because most of the time we had like different time schedules, so we really had to like try to. We didn't really have time to practice. So
that's cool.
I mean, we tried our
best. I was at Atlanta for one day, as I live in Atlanta. I was just there. I wasn't doing anything. I was just chilling. But yeah, that's pretty cool. Let's see. You got any tips for us, people? You know, like regular gamers out there that are just trying to level up. Any certain tips that you know people wouldn't normally think about?
You mean like leveling up for like their ranks in the game, or?
Yeah, I mean like the get is better. You got any less like tips?
Just
random tips.
Keep practicing. I mean, I have friends that I practice with every day. Just practicing the game, doing MLG, just going to matchmaking, just practicing my VR and sniping. Everything like that, just keep practicing and you'll get used to it after a while and you'll get better for sure.
Yeah. So this week's map for Podtacular is Ivory Tower, you know, so you got any special tips or anything, you know, that you like to do on that map?
Well, you know the like elevators thing in the back by the sniper spawn?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you're going up that, like, just jump on it while it's moving up and it'll shoot you up in the air. And you know that people that camp up there, you can kill them really fast. Not many people know that, but they won't see you fly up there that fast. And also, the trees by shotgun side, you can use those to jump across. It'll beat you faster shortcuts. You just, you know, you gotta hit them correctly and all that.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool. So you planning on going onto any MLGs anymore recently?
Oh, yeah. The season 06, hopefully I'm going to be going to most of the ones on the East Coast, like Atlanta, Philadelphia, Washington, Nashville.
Yeah. So what level are you in Halo at the moment?
My highest is a 32 in Team Slayer. I mean, I don't really care about my level, but...
You don't really play rank or matchmaking that much, do you?
I play matchmaking all the time. It's just like, I don't really touch Slayer anymore. I just go in for fun. If I lose my level, whatever. It's not, doesn't mean I've been bad at the game or anything. It's just, I didn't do anything right in the game.
Cool. Cool. So is there any other tips you want to give us real quick before we leave?
Just keep practicing, guys. Just have fun with the games. You don't have to always be good at to have fun. I mean, I do have bad days all the time, and I do horrible, but it's like whatever, you know.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. All right, well, thanks for being with us today here at Podtacular.
Yep.
And I guess we'll try to get more interviews out with you guys later. All right. This is G. Lewis. Peace.
Yeah.
Well, that was awesome. Thanks, G. Lewis. Appreciate it, man. And, hey, if you guys want to send in interviews yourself with pro gamers with anything, pretty much anything Halo 2 related or, you know, even FPS related or something like that, something generally related to the whole beeswax. So just go ahead.
Yeah, that
and,
was amazing.
Let's go ahead and send that over to podtacular@gmail.com in MP3 format or whatever you got. And we will put it on the show if it's good, man.
Yep. Okay, so we have a hot topic this week, and it's about Bungie.net's weekly What's Update has been talking about their next game. We all hope it's Halo 3, and I'd be pretty pissed myself if it wasn't.
Yeah, me too, man.
There's quite a bit of rumors out there, actually, about this. Here's a couple. Gates originally told Time Magazine that Halo 3 would coincide with the PS3 launch. Actually, now that, they just had the,
CES,
and he confirmed that it won't. Well, he didn't actually confirm it, but he sort of hinted on that Bungie will take their time on Halo 3, and I'd rather they take their time on the game than have this fast game that sucks.
Yeah, totally, and has an incomplete, story. Yeah. Hint.
Yeah. Now he pretty much basically says that it'll probably come later, maybe this year. I'm not quite sure if it's going to come out this year, but it's still quite early to say. We haven't heard much about Halo 3, but Bungie, I don't know, you could say they're sort of hinting on it.
Yeah.
And there was also an apparent leak of an internal Microsoft document made to Dig.com. This said Halo 3 would be out in the year 2, which means sometimes after November 2006.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that, if that even turns out to be valid or not, but who knows.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait. Okay, you take this one.
Sure, I guess. Well, the weekly What's Update has been talking a lot about learning from past mistakes and improving on previous work, which, is kind of nebulous, doesn't really say necessarily if that's talking about Halo 3, but it kind of makes you wonder, if they're talking that much about previous games and, if they're going to be building on that to, go for Halo 3, but it's nothing concrete. But they also, on the most recent one, talk about quickly inverting your controls, which, in my book, that means a first-person shooter or possibly air combat, but yeah, right, I don't think that's going to happen, but, why would they do any other FPS if not Halo 3? I mean, that would be just dumb.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what were the previous games that Bungie made? Was it Marathon?
Yeah, you got Marathon.
Have you ever... I've never played it. Have you?
I've tried a couple times. I mean, I've tried to get into
it. Is that for FPS?
It's FPS. It's like Doom 1 era FPS. So it's,
Because I heard rumors that it could be a sequel or prequel or whatever to Marathon. And I'm like, well, that would sort of suck in a way because I want Halo 3 to end.
Well, yeah, that would actually be kind of cool in my book, really, a bit.
It would be interesting, yeah. Because then they're sort of bringing they're going to, probably be selling all the old games that they had come out, and then because of this.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, those games are so old, they're really dated graphics and sound and everything.
Oh, they are, I see.
So it's really just like, you can't hardly, it's very Doom-style architecture, it's pretty much just boxes all over the place.
Ah, I see, okay.
So, not so hot, but, the story is really good in that, and that's kind of, in fact, a lot of, when you look at the graphics on Marathon, a lot of the Halo graphics have derived from that. So, I think if they were to go off on that tangent again, I think a lot of it would kind of look a lot like Halo, and it would end up kind of being hey, Bungie games look like this, period. So,
yeah.
And besides, it's like, if you could be devoting that energy to Halo 3, why not do that,
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's pretty much a slam dunk, man. They're going to make massive
bucks. Do you know when the next E3 is?
I don't know. I thought it was coming up soon, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I believe so, because people keep saying they're expecting a lot from Microsoft about a Halo 3 trailer maybe, or something about Halo 3. Even I heard what was pretty funny was for, I read this on actually Xbox.com forums, and it was this one guy who read this magazine, and they sort of hinted on stuff, and pretty much what they're saying is that during the Super Bowl, they might be a commercial about Halo 3, and then people were talking about, oh, it'd be so cool if all they did was flash a 3 in 2006, and everyone would know what it meant. And stuff.
Would be kind of cool, actually.
just a 3, just go by fast, and... I'm probably just going to watch a Super Bowl just to see if there's such thing.
I know. Some people are going to be
like,
not
all big into
what the
football.
Hell? 3?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And then all the hardcore gamers at their house, yeah! 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 Just screaming.
Yes, Resident Evil 3, yes. Can't wait. Tomb Raider 3, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be quite funny.
But yeah, so I really think, you know, it seems pretty darn clear they're working on either Pimps at Sea or Halo 3. One of those two, definitely.
Yeah.
So what does that bring us to here?
Are we at Web Resources?
That we are, yeah.
Okay, so actually... on the forums on CTAG.com, www.ctag.com, I created a thread, and I update it every now and then whenever I get mail in from my special sources about Halo 3 stuff. And it's just pretty much speculation of Halo 3, when it could come out, when this, blah, 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 this, blah, blah, this. When's it not going to come out? When's it going to come out? Just, you could check it out. It's going to be on the show notes for sure. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure will. Well, we also have, looks like Major League Gaming has a four-part newcomer's guide to Halo 2 Online at MLGPro.com, and they just came out with the fourth in the series. It's actually probably going to, it doesn't say necessarily that the fourth is the last one, but it's just going to keep going.
Yeah.
But there's a link directly to the series that'll be in the show notes, and you can also go to HaloWiki.net, and you might be able to check it out from there. So, right on.
Okay, and then Lil Poison, the youngest programmer, was on 60 Minutes.
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
I didn't either. I wish I would have, dude. I totally missed that.
Yeah, I would have seen it.
Yeah.
Hell.
But.
They did a special on pro gaming, and there's a link to the show on CBSNews.com in the show notes.
Yeah. So you can watch the whole show there.
I'm going to actually check that out, like, right now. No.
All right, so we'll
I'll check this
viewing of the Lil Poison. But we also have HBO has a new site for their IRC chat channel, which is kind of cool if you guys are into that. It's at ibo.bungie.org, and it lets you join the channel right there on the web, so you don't have to have any special software or know any trackers or whatever the heck they're called in IRC. IRC is complicated.
Yeah, I'm going to check out that too right now, okay?
So. All right. So see you in a little while.
Just kidding.
I'll be waiting.
I'm sticking. So guys, are you guys sick of modders? Because I'm for sure am. I like, if you guys see my picture on the forums or the comment pages for the shows, and you see that picture of a guy screaming into the mirror, that's me after I get modded. Okay. Okay. All hell breaks loose.
Yeah, really. Literally.
Well. Yeah. Well, anyways, there's an article on HBO on how to combat modders, and it has some really good tips. Link in the show notes. They cover bridging, standbying, super bouncing, and modding.
Yeah, in fact, that was the one. I had a little thing kind of mismatched here, but that was the one where you can go to HaloWiki.net and search for Beat the Cheats on that. You can just find it that way. Or we got a link directly to the article in the show notes as well. So it's really cool, though. They cover a lot of different stuff, and... you know, good ways to deal with people. Some of it's just kind of desperation. There's only so much you can do if, you know, they got a spawn mod and a one shot kill. One shot kill. You're dead.
I remember playing with modders once, and they had the spawn mod.
They got the spawn mod.
And that actually turned around them, and we just about won the game. It was weird because you'd begin with beam rifles, and you'd shoot a beam rifle that looked like a normal beam rifle, but it had like this rebound shot, and it would keep rebounding around the room until it hit somebody. So it was a random game. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Awesome. Dude, actually, I've seen, or I've heard of that, actually, that you can do that in certain areas, like, some, I think in the medical tent or something like that, in turf, that it'll bounce all over the place for quite a while until it, it's just, like, certain surfaces will bounce off, you know, like when you snipe a, that, blocking thing that's on turf and also on, Relic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you snipe those things, it'll bounce off, same kind of thing with the beam rifle, so... Supposed to be cool.
It was just funny though, because everyone at the end of the game is like, "Yeah, I got 100%. Yeah."
It's funny, dude.
That's pretty neat.
Well, Naked X Lemon writes in. That's a gamer tag. Writes in. He says, "Cyber Athlete League is something to check out, and that's caleague.com, which is a good place for info on how to compete professionally." So, and he's also got another one here. That's halo-pro.com. Which has movies, strategies, interviews, and forums for serious Halo players. So these are some cool resources to check out for those of you that think you got what it takes to compete professionally, or at least, you know, on a high level.
Try out, So. Yeah, I could maybe check that out. Yeah. Okay, so Goldfish the Man says, a good place to find Halo CE maps is www.halomaps.org. Many of the maps have been created maps and other resources for map makers, like Hunter tags, Pelican tags, etc. Many of these maps are awesome for fun or are awesome for actual games. There are many things that Halo fans have been craving on these maps that Bungie has yet to put in. Also, they have some Halo 2 maps, some with a twist, like the Zanzibar map for custom edition as a gravity gun. My God, I can't tell.
Yeah, do you know what...
That's why you better pick next.
Yeah, really. Hey, do you know what these hunter tags and pelican tags are? Have you heard of this?
I have a sort of guess, but I'll
well, from
I'll
what I hear is that what those are is they're, kind of like hooks in the programming interface where you can actually be a hunter or, you know, or like... You could be like a an elite or any of these other ones within Halo CE. A grunt or whatever. But you could be a hunter and you can have like all the armor and everything, and you can have the cannon on your right fist and everything. It's pretty crazy, man. Around like that.
I'm just wondering how you would be a pelican. Like, I don't think that's gonna fit in.
Yeah, it was. Somebody was telling me something about how I think it was Painkiller actually was saying that the like you could actually not just like I think it was that you can not just fly a pelican, but you could like switch your character with the pelican so that you're flying around with it, something like that. I don't know.
Ah, okay, I see that.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, it'd be pretty. It's, you know, it's like modern kind of stuff, but it's just fun to mess around, you know.
Yeah, that's when it's fun. That's when modern is acceptable.
Yeah, definitely. Just kind of messing around, finding different stuff to do with it, you know, on a high level. So
that's quite neat. Okay, so Brain Smoothie, he says, a good gaming information podcast blog thing I like to listen to is Xenon Gaming.
Xenon,
did I say that right?
With X.
Xenon, okay. The website for it is www.xenongaming.net. The host is Spartan Walrus 36. Possibly, it could be possibly his gamer take. It's not really Halo-oriented, but an overall news thing. I think it's pretty good. You should check it out. He also does reviews and the such.
Sounds cool.
That does sound cool.
Actually, speaking of podcasts, of other ones, one of my favorite podcasts that's game-related is Extra Life Radio. Have you heard that one, Seminator?
Actually, I might have. For some reason, it rings a bell.
Yeah, because it's got this dude that he actually started... There, a couple guys on there are kind of World of Warcraft guys. They play it a lot.
Oh, yeah, so World of Warcraft. Yeah.
Oh, you play this?
That game is crack.
Oh, yeah.
I personally like that a lot more than Final Fantasy. I just find it's a lot more action. Final Fantasy, just click, press the keyboard, and more. I don't know. I got the beta for the 360, and I played it with a friend. I'm like, this game is crap.
Oh, man, that sucks.
It's just because I liked World of Warcraft. I got so into it.
Yeah.
Not sure.
See, that's why I can't play those games.
It sort of reminded me of like an Asian game, too.
Oh, yeah?
Asian-related, yeah.
Huh.
It seems like that, but... Anyways, keep going.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, though. Yeah, I'm just, like, not allowed to play those games, dude. Those MMO games. Because...
You want to get away from those. You want
to
get away
from those. I have to run from those, because if I ever get involved in one of those things, it's, like, so long.
You're addicted.
Yeah, see you later. Yeah. I'm going to sit in my dungeon down here and freaking play video games the rest of my life. Till I starve or die lack of sleep or something. So yeah, I'm not allowed to play MMO games. But that's what's cool about Halo 2. You know, you can just like, you can play a few sessions, you can quit. It's cool.
Yeah.
So as long as it's not mid-game, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so Extra Life Radio, they're really awesome. It's at myextralife.com. And they're really funny. Even if you guys like DreamStation.cc, honestly, these guys are even funnier than them. So, you know, if you like that kind of stuff, you'll definitely want to check it out. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I'll have to check that out. I have so many podcasts, like, just before we actually started recording, I tried to update iTunes, and the computer crashed, okay? So, you know, I have a lot of stuff trying to get through to me. It just crashed pretty much, so.
Yeah.
Anyways, my homie G. Lewis, he says, there's an awesome web-based role-playing game that takes place in the Halo universe. It's an it's at HTTP, www.battlefieldhalo.com. Check it out, and man, it's got to be a lot of fun. That sounds fun.
Yeah, have you heard about that? It's pretty crazy, dude.
Yeah, I actually heard, like, possibility for, like, Halo 3 is going to be, like, a role-playing shooter somehow.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then a really, like, a game that some kids at, like, school and stuff talk about is Huxley, and that's supposed to be, like, an MMORPG shooter game, and it's, like, just talking about that, we were like, oh, man, it would be so cool if they had this, and you can have, like, I know for sure you can have 5,000 people on a server,
dang.
So you could, it's just,
that,
it's like PvP all the way. Oh, I'd be.
That would be awesome, man. I was thinking about, like when that Sony one came out, what's it called, PlanetSide? There was that whole thing, and there was, I don't know, it had support for something like 30,000 players, some crazy stuff at once.
Wow.
And it was basically just a giant battlefield, and that was the whole game. And it's kind of like Tribes, except you got like a bazillion people playing all at once.
Yeah, yeah, this is what it is. I believe there's like three races. There's one that's neutral that I think it's like computer. The computers take care of them.
Yeah.
And then you have your good guys or whatever, bad guys, or your light guys and your dark guys, or whatever you want to refer them as.
Okay.
I thought that'd be cool. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd totally be cool, yeah. I was surprised that didn't take off when it came out, but, you know, hopefully they kind of improved.
Well, I'll for sure be buying that game.
Yeah, that sounds great.
I like my first-person shooters.
Nice.
I'm also looking forward to Oblivion.
Oh, man,
my
me too.
God.
I'm so pumped about that.
The graphics on that, wow.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? And the thing is that you know that it's way beyond just the graphics, that they've just added a whole new level of detail to everything.
Yeah.
Which is
saying
a lot.
It just sucks it keeps getting pushed back.
I know, yeah, but hey.
Yeah, I think it's March. They said it's supposed to be release day, then it was February, now it's March. I'm like, just get out.
Yeah.
I want the game now.
Well, I'm sure, you know, we'd rather have that than, you know, have it come out and be partially done or anything like that, so.
Yeah, yeah, it better be worth it.
Yeah, for real, yeah. But
okay.
But real quick, back to that Battlefield Halo, is that's a that's like a web-based role-playing game, to where it's, you know, it's like a you feel, you know, you hit like go left or go right or something, and then it goes to the next page and refreshes, and then you've done that and stuff like that. That's obviously very
I see. Okay,
that's obviously
I
like really simplified. These things get really complex, these web-based ones. But you know, I haven't tried this one out, but you know, G. Lewis and his one of his co-hosts from Game Talk, they're really into it. They're on the leaderboards and the top 10 and everything, and yeah.
Wow.
So it's supposed to be pretty cool. You guys might want to check that out. Battlefieldhalo.com.
Yeah.
So. Okay, I'll go to the next. We got one from The Beast, who says, who writes in about one called halogen.slipstreamproductions.net. And he says, this is a cool Halo mod made for Command & Conquer Generals, Zero Hour. And it looks as if this mod is good enough just to buy the game for. This mod is really crazy. Like, there's... they created...
Command & Conquer was... I like that series.
Yeah, it's this whole RTS series.
Red Alert 2.
And it's this mod for that, to where they created Halo 2 style, you know, buildings and, you know, different structures and vehicles and all kinds of stuff. Well, you know, they create all kinds of concept material to go with the whole thing. So it's really interesting. You guys might want to check that out. They got kind of this one that's like a mech that's on it's on like tank treads that fires missiles out of it and stuff. They got, you know, a couple other like Covenant style structures that are probably like, you know, bases for your Marines or whatever it is, or for your, you know, your elites or whatever. So.
Yeah, that'd be quite neat.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So. Well, guys, that kind of brings us to the end of this episode. We got another one coming up next week, and that's when we're going to talk about more about Halo 3, about specifically about you guys' wish lists on Halo 3, what you guys want to see, and that makes for a really interesting show, in my opinion, because yeah. we get into a lot of cool stuff on that, a lot of detail, and we're also going to talk about other games you guys are interested in and why. So, cool stuff there as well.
Okay, so don't forget to send in your tips, strategy, custom games, web resources, and MP3 segments to podtacular@gmail.com.
That's right. And you can also call our voicemail line at 206-888-HALO, and we put those on about once a month on the Customs and Call-Ins show. So feel free to do that, guys.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah. So, guys, keep on trucking. Fragging trucks that have frags in the back that have little trucks inside of their frags, and when that frag blows up, you do it all over again, okay?
You got serious problems, multiple fraggage. Well, dude, thanks, Sam and Eric, for being on the show. Sam and Eric's going to be on the show again in the future pretty soon, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And until next time, guys, keep on, fragging.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, what you already said.
Giggity giggity.
Right.
There's only one thing left to say. Da 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 da